What makes all the light?
I mean, in this?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bulb.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
And the
lampshade.
Mm-hmm. Did they look like that when you were younger?
No. They just had a little chimney-like thing, a little old glass thing, you know. Of course, after we got electricity, we've always had table lamps and floor lamps and things like that.
I mean, the bulbs, were they shaped the same?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The bulbs have always been the same. Of course, different sizes, whatever size you want to use.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I was just wondering if there was
something. No. Well, now, they're all square bulbs. I have used square bulbs. You can buy square bulbs now.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen
them. Instead of round, they're square. And they're a little squatty. They're little squatty bulbs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The little tail end to it where it screws in there is not as long. It's more squatty.
What would you call the, is there a name for those metal bands that run around a barrel?
There. No. Just the barrel staves is all I know. I guess it has always been called a band. Mm-hmm. I guess, I don't know.
You ever call them something like a hoop?
Barrel hoops, yes. Sure. Sure.
That's a bring back the old time.
It's just, sometimes you have to mention something for it to really come back
ring
to
ring bell.
Yeah, ring bell.
Have you ever seen those instruments that kids play with? You know, they got little reeds in it.
Juice at the hall.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know anybody that played one?
Yes. My husband played one.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got one I've been trying to learn how to play.
Oh, yeah. Homer played one.
Uh-huh.
And my daddy played one beautifully.
Oh, really?
And he was an alto.
Uh-huh.
And oh goodness, he could just, after my mother died, he would sit down and get that thing. And he would play and he would wet that thing with tears. And we would all just die. And he finally just put it up and just quit ever trying to play it at all because it just killed us.
Mm-hmm.
And but Homer played just a little bit. He didn't play very much, but you ever seen a juice harp? That's one of those things.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those when I was little.
Yeah.
I could never get him to play.
Mm-hmm. I never could either. I never could get one of them to do anything but just do that same tune. And they would do anything for me.
What kind of tools did your father have around the house?
Well, practically the same kind of tools that we have now. That we had a plane, that plane things,
mm-hmm.
You know, like you do. Well, they have planes, carpenters have planes now. Planes and levels,
mm-hmm.
You know, like you put down to see how level anything is. They do that now. Brick masons have levels now to level in it, to see if the fence, the brick that they are putting up, and hand saws and hammers and screwdrivers and monkey wrenches and sledgehammers. Now you don't see many of those now. That's huge big hammers, you know, with the great big things that you could hardly lift. We had those.
Wow, about 6 pounds.
That's the same thing. All kind of shovels and hoes and rakes and pitchforks and things like that
mm-hmm.
that we don't have now.
Yeah.
Of course.
Did your father ever have a kind of an X-frame thing that he'd saw logs in?
Yeah.
You remember
that
what it was called?
That was called a horse.
A horse?
Uh-huh.
Wow. They just put the log in there and saw it. Did he ever have...
That's what we did back when we cut our wood for the fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
I always used that. That's the only time that you ever used it.
Yeah. Did he ever have some that were A-frame, shaped like an A? Like you lay a piece of plywood on and cut it?